Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian LoFermento, and I'm excited about today's episode because this is my real life response to a real life conversation that I had with an entrepreneur just a couple of weeks ago. We're going to be talking about the path of least resistance and why it is so deceiving in your entrepreneurial journey. I'm so excited about this one. Let's dive in. I've been off the airways for, I think it was a couple of weeks because I was traveling. I'll tell you what, there's so many times in my life where I realize how grateful I am for the entrepreneurial lifestyle. And this month was definitely one of the big ones because I got to go home, spend time with my parents. My dad celebrated his 65th birthday. So my brother and my sister, we all went home to celebrate with him. My aunts and uncles showed up. It was really, really a ton of fun. And along the way, I've just been really settling in and enjoying new places and new faces, and it's been a ton of fun for me. And one of the things that's most fun for me is always interacting with entrepreneurs in the wild. I love meeting entrepreneurs every single place that I go, and I seem to have a magnet attached to me where I always get into entrepreneurial conversations, whether it's I'm just going out for dinner or I'm on an airplane or I'm in a coffee shop. It's so easy for me to meet entrepreneurs. And a couple of weeks ago, I met an entrepreneur down in Tampa, Florida, and he is doing some really cool and innovative things, but he hasn't yet gained the traction that he's been hoping for. So he started his business a year ago and went full time. He's actually a former college professor. He went full time with his business a year ago. And at this point, he says, yeah, it hasn't been easy. It's been a bit slower. What I really want to do is I want to get into corporations because I know that if I could get into corporations, I'd sell a heck of a lot more. He has a service that could serve. I don't want to give away too much without spilling the beans as to who this guy is because there's only a very few of his types of businesses in the entire country. So he is kind of at the cutting edge of this technology. And basically, he's using technology as a service. And this technology as a service could, in fact, serve consumers at their houses. It's something that he could bring into the homes of end consumers. Or, alternatively, it is a service, a technology as a service that would really serve corporations and office places and remote workers. So many different corporate solutions that he can provide. And so in the midst of our conversation, I said, well, if that's what you want to be doing, how much progress have you made? What has been your progress when it comes to getting into corporations? Because clearly in his business model, that's where all the money is. Very, very little money comes from going direct to consumers because consumers pay less. It's not as scalable. You'd have to serve a heck of a lot more end consumers rather than just getting into corporate environments and office places where you can lock up a bunch of deals or a bunch of licenses in one go. And so he knows that. He is very clear on the path to profit in his business. But here is where we're getting to the crux of today's episode, is instead of talking to corporations, instead of talking to office places, what he's been doing is focusing on the end consumers. And his logic, the conversation that we got into, is he said, well, yeah, I figure if I bring it to end consumers first, then it'll allow me to start having some customers. And even though it's not making me any money and actually cost me more money to go to their houses to get this technology set up to provide this service, and it also wipes out my ability to monetize in any other way because his technology as a service, he only has two of them at the time. So he can only serve two different people at one time. So if he's going around to, let's say, two end consumers in a day, that's as much money as he can make in a day. And he's got to be driving around all across the city or all across the county to do that. So his logic is, well, yeah, right now I'm just going to trade shows. And that's actually where I met him. He was at a basically like a flea market one night outside of a really popular pedestrian center. And he said, yeah, I'm just coming to these shows, giving people free 30-minute samples of my technology as a service, and hopefully that'll get the word out there. I said, what? How many companies have you hit up? How many corporations have you gotten in front of? How many office buildings have you spoken to? And he said, well, you know, first I kind of want to focus on getting capital and raising some money and investing, because if I could do that, then I could get even more units of this technology so that I can implement it in more places. And he said he was working on his branding because he's new to the whole world of business, and he figures if he gets his brand right, it'll increase awareness even more. All of that stuff absolutely killed me. I walked away from that conversation. Apologies to my friend who I was with as we walked away from that flea market, is I had a mouthful of things to say, which is why I'm sharing it with you here today. Because here's the thing, all of those things that he's focusing on are the path of least resistance. It is scary to go out and talk to corporations. It is scary to go out and talk to office buildings, particularly if you don't feel prepared because you don't necessarily have the experience, you don't have the equipment, you don't have those things just yet. The path of least resistance is doing the things that do not bring rejection. They do not even bring the possibility of rejection. Every single night that man goes and stands there with his technology at flea markets and offers people 30 minutes for free, there is no risk of rejection. And the problem is he feels like he's making progress because it is the path of least resistance. There's no risk of rejection by saying, hey, come on in here. This is really cool technology. Come try it for free. People love trying stuff for free, but it's not resulting in sales for him. But the problem is he keeps signing up for these because there is no risk of rejection. He's looking for investments. He's looking for improved branding. He's doing all of these things because there's no rejection involved in any of these activities. Whereas he knows where the money is. He knows he needs to be selling to corporations. He knows he needs to be getting into office buildings, but there is a very high risk of rejection in those activities, which is why, as entrepreneurs, we have a tendency to avoid those things. We have a tendency of finding the path of least resistance. And that's why today's episode is Mindset and Motivation Monday, because I want you to start acknowledging the path of least resistance, and I want you to start hating the path of least resistance. If you are going through a full week or weeks on end or months on end and you feel like you are not facing rejection, you are not even facing the possibility of rejection, then you are on the path of least resistance. And that drives me crazy. What I need you to accept in today's episode is that the progress, the real tangible forward movements come when you are facing the prospect of rejection. The path of least resistance is easy for a reason. Anyone can do that. Anyone can focus on their branding. Anyone can go offer things for free at flea markets and get people excited and get them to think that cutting edge technology is really cool. But none of that will deliver you results. You need to be really honest with yourself. And I hope today's episode is a kick in the butt for so many of you entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs out there, where I want you to look back at your past week and say, was I on the path of least resistance? Did I avoid the things that could present opportunities of rejection? Because those are the activities that you have to be working on. I feel so strongly about this, and that's why it's today's Mindset and Motivation Monday episode. That's where your gains come from. And quite frankly, I'm going to be really honest with you, because I have this internal dialogue on a daily and a weekly basis with myself, is when I'm doing those things that bring the risk of rejection, I constantly remind myself, gosh, these are the things that most other people aren't willing to do. These are the things that newer entrepreneurs, that entrepreneurs who aren't crushing it right now, these are the things that they're not willing to do, which means these are the things that separate people who are winning from people who are losing. It's doing those things that bring the risk of rejection. So This was an episode that I feel very strongly about, and I hope that it stirred at least a little something something inside of you. We talked about two things. We talked about the path of least resistance. You need to look at what you're doing and ask yourself, am I just choosing the path of least resistance? And the second thing we talked about is doing things that bring the risk of rejection, because those are the things that you have to do as an entrepreneur. So, really big, powerful, painful concepts, but we need to talk about these things as entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs. And that's why I'm so excited that you join me three times a week here on this show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Make sure you pound that subscribe button. And I'll tell you what, tell a friend about this show. If you really get value from me 3 days a week, tell a friend. Send one of these episodes. Send your favorite recent episode to one of your wantrepreneur or entrepreneur friends. I'd love, love, love to welcome some new entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs into the audience. Otherwise, I'm excited for a whole new wave of episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.